Although the stock exchange will open tomorrow and JFK Airport may have planes landing and taking off as soon as tomorrow, the restoration of mass transit will come only in bits and pieces. NPR's Deb Amos has that story.
This is a subway stop in the Upper West Side near Central Park. Water is pouring into the station. The doors are locked. The subways are far from being back in order.
The historic storm is a historic disaster for the New York transportation system. Trains lost power, rail yards were evacuated, 7 long subway tunnels were flooded.
The first thing is to get the water out.
That's Karen Durham Aguilare with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Her federal emergency team arrived today to address the immediate problem.
We call it unwatering because that's what it is, to get the water out of a flooded area.
But it's not just flood water that was so devastating, says Joe Lota, chairman of New York's Transit Authority.
Water and electricity never mix properly. But when you add salt to it, the salt leaves a film.
Salt, in particular salt water, and it corrodes. Something new in a storm that overpowered the city's pumping system. And salt has to be cleaned, which means workers have to scrub thousands of miles of track to make the system safe again, says Lota. How long will that take? City officials are estimating 4 to 5 days. Police Sergeant Maria Stevens broke the bad news to travelers at the 60th Street station in New York.
Yeah, they still think it's going to be fast, but we have to make sure nobody's in danger before we let anybody go downstairs.
There was some good news today. Most bridges reopened. Limited bus service resumed. It was a great day for cab drivers. For the first time, cabbies could pick up multiple fares. Seth Bowman started his shift at 6 a.m.
You have to make money, so we have to chip in and help our fellow citizens. That's why I'm here this morning.
Most New Yorkers were trying to make the best of the disaster. Joe Smith said he spent the day walking now that the subways are out.
It happens. It's New York. There's water on the tracks.
You think the city can manage this?
Sure. It's New York. You just take things with a grain of salt and keep it moving.
But moving slowly for at least a couple of days. Deborah Amos, NPR News, New York.